8.4, skip tracing, getting started. Skip tracing is the attempt to locate someone who is not at his last known home or business location. A skip can involve someone avoiding a criminal charge, someone avoiding a civil lawsuit, someone avoiding a financial obligation, a person who is not avoiding detection but is being sought for informative purposes, such as notification of a death in the family, an inheritance, adoption information, etc., a witness to an event that is now the focus of a legal action. Signs of a skip. An investigator may suspect the person she seeks is avoiding detection if she encounters several dead ends, addresses of relatives or friends, several different addresses. Skip patterns and similarities. There are some patterns that an investigator should be aware of. Is the skip intentional? Keep in mind that some skips are unintentional. The individual may have simply moved. Is it a financial skip or a criminal skip? If the skip is criminal, concentrate on local venues, such as family and friends. A criminal skip will rely on a close circle of support. If your search is initially unsuccessful, you may need to broaden your criteria. It sometimes helps to look for indications of the skip in the past instead of the present. Review pleadings and documents filed in court for overlooked sources, including court actions other than the current litigation. Look for served subpoenas or summons for other addresses. The person who served the summons may have information. Search for known relatives and acquaintances of the subject. Sources for skip tracing. Following are some starting points for skip tracing. Initial sources, in office. Information, 411, telephone book, including online directories, present and past employers, family and friends, utility companies, usually confidential, internet sources, including general and location-specific searches. Field sources, out of office. Court files to check subpoenas for addresses, reverse and cold directories. These are books that provide an address based on phone numbers as well as other information. Neighbors, post office forwarding addresses, vehicle registration and title, marriage records, divorce records, incorporation records, check the Secretary of State's office, bankruptcy records, co-signers on loans, insurance agents, cemetery records, check for online availability. Reviewing previously gathered information for overlooked sources.